Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks Best Source, and it's time for your morning update for Friday, May 27th. Brought to you by the Red River Pilots baseball team, and how exciting. Their first home game is coming up May 31st. But they're in need of some help. First off, they need some host families, all right? Coaches, players, personnel. They all need a place to stay for the summer. Also looking for a PA announcer and concession workers and 21-plus-year-old servers. Now, if something like this might interest you, you get to go watch baseball and have fun and maybe make a little money, get a hold of Maddie at RedRiverPilots.com. That's Maddie, M-A-T-T-Y, at RedRiverPilots.com. Well, the Grand Forks Police Department has identified the man who died in what they are now calling a homicide investigation. 67-year-old Douglas Elgert of Grand Forks was found by officers on Tuesday morning at Northside after a 911 call came in reporting an unresponsive male. Elgert's injuries led investigators to classify the case as a homicide. 39-year-old Kindy Jalo of Grand Forks has been charged with tampering with evidence. The investigation is ongoing, and police are still asking anyone with information about this case to contact the department. Well, groundbreaking ceremonies were held yesterday for the Olive Ann Boutique Hotel in downtown Grand Forks. Going to be a five-story building. They'll have nearly 80 hotel rooms. They'll have a fitness center, a small bar, exterior patios with access to Sky's Fine Dining and Cloud 9 Event Center. Hotel, by the way, is named after the First Lady of Aviation, Olive Ann Beach, and is intended to recognize the history of Grand Forks and UND. It's estimated the project and expansion of the Edgewood Corporate Plaza on Demers Avenue will cost about $25.6 million. Well, with Memorial Day coming up and road construction season in full swing, expect roads to be busy. AAA predicts more than 39 million Americans will travel the holiday weekend. They say it's an 8% increase from last year and the most expected to travel since 2017. Now, AAA is offering tow-to-go as a backup plan for members and non-members as a safety net, keeping impaired drivers off the road. If you option, they will tow one person and their vehicle to a safe place within a 10-mile radius of their pickup spot in North Dakota from today through Tuesday. Well, it's time now for your Moe's Daily Dish for this Friday. How about this? Three soft-shell crabs sautéed and served with soft provolone and pesto polenta, scalloped spinach, and a lemon and parsley brown butter. And it's only $13. By the way, Moe's looking for full-time servers, weekend servers, and part-time cook. Also, for weekend hosts or hostesses, stop into Moe's or check out their Facebook page. By the way, Moe's will be closed on Monday. I'll tell you what, man, get your seafood fixed today at Moe's Cafe right here in the Grand Cities Mall. Well, frontline workers for Planned Parenthood in five states, including North Dakota, announced plans yesterday to unionize, saying they want higher wages, more staff, and a greater voice in how the organization is run. Workers say a majority of them have signed cards in support of forming a union, a group that could include more than 400 workers at 28 clinics in Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota. Around 100 jobs would be included in the union, including administrative staff, organizers, nurses, and other clinic staff. Well, Ray Liotta, the blue-eyed actor best known for playing mobster Henry Hill in Goodfellas, and baseball player shoeless Joe Jackson in Field of Dreams, has died. He was 67. Liotta's publicist, Jen Allen, said he was in the Dominican Republic shooting a new movie and didn't wake up Thursday morning. Police in the Dominican Republic said they received a call just before 6 a.m. Thursday at a hotel where Liotta was staying with his fiancée and found the actor dead. And now, finally, in sports, Whit Merrifield drove in two runs with a double and scored on Bobby Witt Jr.'s double as the Kansas City Royals rallied for three runs in the eighth inning, beat the Minnesota Twins 3-2 last night. That's the Twins' second loss in a row. Game two of that four-game series is tonight at 7:10. High school baseball, Roseau beat Sacred Heart 16-0 and 9-5. EDC tournament continues today in the loser out bracket as West Fargo will play Grand Forks Red River at 11. Grand Forks Central will take on Fargo Shanley later today. These games, by the way, in this tournament are at Kraft Field here in Grand Forks. Girls softball, Ada Borup over Sacred Heart 14-4 in the Section 8A tournament. Girls EDC softball tournament at Apollo Fields today in Grand Forks has Central and Fargo South at 11, West Fargo and Grand Forks Red River later today. Also, the EDC girls tennis tournament continues in Fargo today, and racing starts tonight, River City Speedway, 7 o'clock. Well, that's your sports. Let's check out the weather. Here's Brad Werner with Region Weather Live.
Good morning. This is Brad Werner from Region Weather Live with your Grand Forks Best Source forecast. And we're starting off the day here sunny, but off to our west is that large system that's beginning to move its way into western parts of the United States. And here you can see a little trough that's beginning to move its way through the Rocky Mountain West. And that's going to be what's going to affect our weather here over the next several days. And over the next several days, the Storms Prediction Center, the SPC, has given us quite a bit to look at here. On Friday, we just have some general thunderstorms with some the severe stuff staying off to our west. On Saturday, we're going to be right on the border of that marginal risk, so kind of a 1 out of 5 for severe weather on Saturday. Sunday, again, kind of the same thing, a 1 out of 5, but down to our south, looks like a good chance of seeing some severe weather roll through. So some areas, if you're heading south this weekend, you're going to need to be aware of rapidly changing weather down there. And then as we get into a Monday, still the chance of more showers and storms, some of which could be severe once again. We're going to see the return of some higher dew points here, and that's mainly going to start coming in overnight tonight, as we're going to be seeing some 50s and 60s for dew points coming in, and that's going to persist throughout the weekend as we continue the wet pattern. Helping aid bring in that higher dew points is the low-level jet that's going to be setting up overnight. So this is about 5,000 feet, and this sets up sometimes in the overnight hours where we get some strong southerly winds, and that's going to help aid bringing in some of the warmer temperatures and higher dew points as well. And that's also going to aid in some of the showers and storms overnight. We're going to be clear and dry for the day today, but overnight you can see some storms developing off to our west. And thanks to the aid of that low-level jet, they're going to persist throughout the nighttime hours, mainly along the South Dakota border, but we're still going to be getting the rain and maybe a few claps of thunder from that through the overnight hours. That rain's expected to move off to the east on Saturday morning. And then it's looking like, again, kind of a drier start to our day, or a drier later part of our morning anyway. And then some more showers come through our area later in the day on Saturday. But really, the best chance for some more rain and thunderstorms is going to be coming again later in the night, Saturday night into Sunday morning, as more storms will roll through our area. Again, not really expected to be severe. I think everything for Friday and Saturday into Sunday morning, and even into Sunday, the severe stuff should stay to our south. And then later in the day on Sunday, here's kind of that more the severe weather day, the big weather day. We've got a front further down to our south with some pretty high CAPE values. That's the convective available potential energy, and that's due to all those higher dew points sitting and pooling down further to the south. So that's where all the storms are expected to develop, and you can see where here, at least in this model, kind of forms it and begins to move it to the northeast. Possibly could be seeing some damaging winds. It will be probably be the main threat with these as it continues to move to the northeast. And then we get more rain that develops further to the south and begins to move into our area on Monday. And so our Memorial weekend looks like this for Friday. Mostly sunny with a 60% chance of showers and storms overnight tonight. Winds south becoming northeasterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour with a high 80 degrees. So really looking like just a beautiful day today. Nice light winds. Saturday, partly sunny. 50% chance of thunderstorms Saturday night again. Winds southeast, 5 to 15 miles per hour with a high right around 77. For Sunday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of some showers and storms. Winds east 5 to 15 miles per hour, the high is 75. And of course, on Monday, we're looking at a little bit cooler day. It's going to be rainy that day as well. So not one of your better days for Monday. For more detailed weather information, go ahead and check out my Facebook and YouTube page at Region Weather Live. For the Grand Forks Best Source at Region the Weather Live, I am meteorologist Brad Warner. Everybody have a good and safe Memorial weekend.
All right, thank you very much, Brad. Enjoy it while you can. The weather is going to be beautiful today. And that is your morning update with special thanks to Executive Properties. Now, if you've been putting off that remodel or something new around your house long enough, let Executive Properties get it done. They do all types of commercial and residential work, decks, windows, siding. I think you get the picture. You know what? Executive Properties, they're going to take the time to listen to what you want done, and they're going to do it right. They've got a ton of experience. Barry Romo and that crew, they're awesome. They've got senior and referral discounts for you. They're willing to work with any budget, too. So get a hold of them for all your general contractor needs. Executive Properties, 701-330-1273, or go to executiveproperties.org. Well, your Berkshire Hathaway podcast is at 10 o'clock this morning. And make sure you catch Dale and Midwest Pixel Pros. That'll be coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Hey, everybody, have yourself a great holiday weekend. We'll see you tonight at the track, and I'll be back again Tuesday morning. Hey, remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone and become a patron on Podbean to win all kinds of cool stuff. You know, Grand Forks is a nice place. Grand Forks' best source is giving it an identity again.